Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friday. Hard to believe these days. These weeks go by like minutes an hour. Grains through an hourglass. Ladies and gentlemen, we only have Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the father of Reaganomics, one of the top 10 living economists, according to Forbes magazine, joining us on a host of issues, the economy, but also the unfolding police state in the second hour for 30 minutes. And we'll have open phones and just a mega massive news. If hauling in evidence of tyranny was compared to fishing, on a regular day we catch 50-pound fish. Today, let's not exaggerate, 1,000-pound fish, 2,000-pound fish. I mean, each one of these articles is just gigantically insane. And when I come in and see this type of news that we've been working on yesterday and today, researching, I just go, come on, Jones, don't go into your perseveration. Don't go into your, you know, overheating, spinning out of control. Be disciplined for America. Get to the news and analysis. So we're going to do that today. And boy, let me tell you, it is just bonkers off the chart. All confirmed, all insane. Just unbelievable. It's red linked up on Infowars.com. And you know what? I'm going to tell my crew to red link basically all these. Because when something deserves a red link, it gets a red link. Sometimes we have one red link in a week. Sometimes we have two in a day. Usually it's about one a week or so. Look at these headlines on Infowars.com. Look at these headlines. U.S. Army buying millions of rounds of Russian ammo. Yeah, almost 4 million. And popular civilian firearms. Buying them up and putting them in warehouses. Even says they just have it sitting there. And this is just one of the purchases last week. Again, the article is up on Infowars.com. U.S. Army buying millions of rounds of Russian ammo and popular civilian firearms. They're buying the Russian handguns, the Russian 7.6239 SKS and AK-47 semi-autos. They're buying their rifles as well. And, folks, 3 million just plus of the AK-47 that no NATO country uses. It's the Warsaw Soviet ammo. And by the way, we did some looking. It turns out, I was looking on the FedBiz site. They've been doing this the last few years. Never before. I mean, you might on one Marine Corps training base have an AK-47, and they get a little bit of ammo procured so they can, you know, learn the sound of it or whatever in Vietnam. And I even made some phone calls to veterans I have in my family, and they said, no, there's no AK-47s. He said, sometimes you hear about the Marines and the Army having them back in Vietnam. And sometimes in country, people preferred those. This is, my uncle said he had a little Swedish submachine gun he liked to carry in the helicopter in case they got shot down, which he was shot down 6 times. He will not talk about it, though. We dug through his trunk once, my cousin and I, when we were about 12 years old. We're the same age. He's a year younger than me and read it all. Oh, I guess he's hearing that for the first time here on air. I'm sorry. He was at work when we did that. I apologize. Anyways, he listens every day. Hi. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, he used to deliver special forces into hot zones, and that's why he was shot down so many times, super highly decorated. He said, though, you never even paid attention when the tracers were coming up. You were just over the site picking people up, and then they're shooting at you. And he said they would sit on phone books, and he told some of the stories when I was a kid. They'd sit on phone books and helmets when the bullets were coming up into there. And he said you never got the smell of the blood out of the helicopters either. They smelled like a dead cow, all that rotten blood just cooking down in the parts underneath it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with U.S. Army buying millions of rounds of Russian ammo and popular civilian firearms. Compelling group. Department of Defense is also drying up firearms and ammo supply, joining DHS. Obama tells DHS to plan to kill peaceful protesters in sniper attacks. That's been declassified. And Homeland Security is now regulating live entertainment venues.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Attorney General Holder has told Russia that they won't torture or kill Snowden, so that means they will torture or kill Snowden. For telling the world what everybody already knew, he's really in trouble for saying it's illegal and authoritarian that they're targeting Congress and targeting the media, something we already knew. They're saying it's illegal to talk about what the criminals are doing. But Russia says they won't extradite because the U.S. is a country known to be run by criminals, known to be hijacked, to where even authoritarian Russia can't even imagine the type of crimes that the banker-occupied U.S. engages in. Admitted torture of children, admitted white slavery programs, admitted narcotics trafficking, admitted murder of journalists. It just admitted crimes on every front. Of course they killed Michael Hastings. I remember back during the Iraq War, they attacked the Reuters hotel, the very floor they were on record in front of journalists, said, "Target Reuters and kill them." And then had Abrams tanks open up on them from a few hundred yards away, basically point blank range. I mean, we forget all this. We forget them. This is not our government. And the minute we wake up from that nightmare, the minute it can all stop. How Nancy Pelosi saved the NSA surveillance program, foreign policy publication, The Washington Post, basically a CFR publication, praises her. She's such a great lady. It's so trendy. Here's another one out of Defense One. The NSA's new spy facilities are 7 times bigger than the Pentagon. Yeah, and that's just the ones in San Antonio, Texas, and they're also in Utah, outside Salt Lake, and the one in Fort Meade, Maryland, and others. 7 times bigger than the Pentagon. Hundreds of thousands of analysts. The only part of the economy growing like a cancer. And that's what a smart tyranny does, is that it puts things in place so that the only jobs are in the tyranny or serving the tyranny. And so people make excuses because that's their paycheck. We're converting. I mean, you know, the largest segment of federal aid and scholarships, the feds give your taxpayer money to the major universities and corporations give endowments, and then it's for data mining and secret police activity. That's all on record. There's people going for degrees. They've been graduating now with Homeland Security degrees for at least 11 years, and they're just everywhere. You'll be at a restaurant, hear them talking. They'll go, yeah, there's Alex Jones. I mean, there's Homeland, and they'll go, Homeland Security, like supposed to intimidate me, or I'll be out at the park at the Barton Springs and hear everybody going, yeah, I was going to be in law enforcement, but now I'm just going to work for the NSA. It's just everywhere. That's what we do in America. That's what we produce. That's the service economy. Even McDonald's is closing restaurants around the U.S., but the new service is tasering you, taking you to a FEMA camp, spying on you, forcing inoculations on you. Oh, it's wonderful government service that we're all getting, and I want to thank the government for all the services. All the free services. Okay, let's get into the ultra-massive stack of news, all posted at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, and all incredibly off the charts, off the hook, important today. This is a mega massive news day, ladies and gentlemen. And no, it's not Zuckerberg that called his users dumb effers and laughed at them with his pump and dump making $3.8 billion today in one day. That's up at drudgereport.com, and that is important news. We're going to be getting to all of that. No, this is the news that we're going to cover first. Kit Daniels. We got tips about gun shops around the country not able to get 7.6239. And I was up here about 5 o'clock yesterday in a writer's meeting right next door to the studio. We got several offices of writers, but I was in the one just literally 15 feet from where I sit. And these tips were coming in, and I was like, yeah, you know, I was trying to buy some 7.6239. I don't have enough of that, maybe only 1,000 rounds of it. I said, I went to several gun shops a few months ago, and they said, look, our suppliers... And they listed the names and told me the companies. I even wrote down some names and numbers, meaning to give it to the crew. And then you put it in the car, and the kids get in, it falls on the floor, and then you forget about it. But I talked to, I guess I went to 3 different shops, kind of on a gun buying spree and ammo buying spree, as I do occasionally. I don't gamble. I don't have a lot of other compulsions, but I go in a gun shop. It's or a hunting or fishing place. It's not pretty. I'm like most cavemen. That's just kind of how I am. And, you know, throwbacks. And so they were all telling me, no. We can't get 7.6239. We can't get the different Russian handguns. We can't get the different imported out of Russia or Bulgaria or anywhere. It's all being bought up. And the word is the Defense Department is buying it all up, and it's being put in warehouses. And then I talked to a big warehouse, and they said, yeah, we've just been told the Department of Defense and Homeland Security is getting it all. And I said, well, wait a minute. I forgot about this conversation in Weldon Henson's office. And I started talking to them, and they said, yeah, and what doesn't make sense is the Defense Department doesn't use 7.6239 or the other Russian Warsaw Pact ammo is what it's called. The West uses stuff different. It was two different competing forces. And so I just forgot about it for a few months. I guess that's been about actually 2-3 months. So it clicks, and I go to the FedBiz site and see if they're buying AK-47 ammo. Boom, just one of the purchases, upwards of $4 million in 7.6239 AK-47 ammo. And the rifles and the handguns that carry other Russian ammo. And, folks, that's where it's all going. So we did a little bit of journalistic work yesterday. And by the way, it's a bottomless pit. There's National Weather Service buying more. We're going to break that in a few minutes. He's doing that right now. There's so many hundreds of millions more being bought that we can't even keep track of it. And whatever the manufacturers can supply, they just put more orders in to corner the market. And whatever the Russians and the Chinese can ship from Norinco, the most dirty, you know, whatever ammo, not saying Norinco's bad, but a lot of that stuff out of China is, it is all just pouring in. Yeah, there it is. Fed Biz Ops, AK-47ammunition.gov. You can read all the numbers and everything. It's in our article. And it's kind of like we broke 2 million targets paid for by Homeland Security. And the company's mistake was to sell them to the public as well, to print a few million more, of like no more hesitation, five-year-old kids, pregnant women, women in showers. And it says to train your cops to kill women and children, to desensitize them. And it was confirmed. The company admitted it and said, hey, don't blame us. No one covered that. No one can handle it. No one can handle it. That broke like 6-7 months ago. No one can handle it. And by the way, I've got like 15 articles here in this stack or more that are all this insane or more. Okay. U.S. Army buying millions of rounds of Russian ammo and popular civilian firearms. Compelling proof, Department of Defense, we should probably add, is joining DHS in drying up firearms and ammo supply. Let's say that joining DHS. We should probably, I do editing here on the air. Kit Daniels did a great job on this, wrote this last night and finished it this morning. And it goes through all of it. And they're not just buying the 3+ million rounds of AK-47. They are buying the Makarovs. They're just buying everything. Makarov ball ammo. I mean, no NATO country uses that. And they're storing it where they're storing it, at the Bluegrass Army Depot in Kentucky. And this is just one of the purchases. This was a few days ago. They put the bid out. And so that's why you can't get it. And again, I've talked. Heck, Weldon's got all the names written back there. I need to call that big giant ammo warehouse back. What, the one in Georgia? Or there was one in Virginia where they just said, all I've been told, Department of Defense. And this is one of the big warehouses that sells all over the country. And then finally we did the story. So here it is, and it's just off the charts insane. Now, let's move on to the next article. Obama DHS planned to kill peaceful protesters in sniper attacks. This broke a few months ago, but since then, Homeland Security has confirmed that indeed this is the Federal Bureau of Investigation directive for squads in Houston, Jacksonville, Florida, it's all over the country, to prepare contractors, feds, and police with suppressed sniper rifles. And then you can find this on the Fed Biz site. They've got these thermal, you know, $10,000 3D scopes, you name it, suppressors to decapitate Occupy Wall Street leadership, which itself was just White House-funded front groups, but because they couldn't control it, they then shut it down in DHS raids, but they had an option to decapitate if the crowds got big, just like they do in Egypt, to kill everyone. This is totally legal death squads. The entire leadership of the government should be arrested over this. It's nothing. It's just the rollout of the death squads. This is how they create an army of killer feds, contractors, and police preparing sniper death squads, our open, mega massive purge in everyone's face. And I want that red linked. That should be absolutely red-linked on Infowars.com. And we're also going to add, at the bottom of the article, the film The Purge. I see they added the text, but I don't see the video. Because I did some editing on it this morning, working with them right before I went on air. We need to add the film The Purge, because you watch that film that's fiction, 90% of it or more is already happened and is real. When they're showing the targets of, these are the targets for no more hesitation of children, shoot them. This is your enemy, the veterans and gun owners. That's all real manuals. They just play out. And we have real video of FEMA teaching this type of stuff. Obama DHS plan to kill peaceful protesters in sniper attacks. Homeland Security is now regulating live entertainment, even small bars. They say you have to get Homeland Security and pay them money. Total federal takeover of everything. Democratic leaders, all Americans may be in communication with terrorists. That's a quote. You're all terrorists, basically. Professor, robots to patrol cities. It just goes on and on. We're going to break it all down.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
He comes as a man of peace. All right, I want to continue reading from the article I put together this morning with Julie Wilson here. And basically what I do is I will do spoken word into a tape recorder, into an iPhone, and then she just transcribes it into the article. So you're going to see more and more articles from me because she's good at transcription. I'm even thinking about bringing a transcriber in here just so I can get stuff done quicker because I speak a lot better even when I'm off air and more focused to make my points, but that's why it also reads like spoken word. You can read the article at InfoWars.com. Obama DHS planned to kill peaceful protesters in sniper attacks. This is how they create an army of killer feds, contractors, and police. Prepare sniper death squads. Again, this is how they create an army of killer feds, contractors, and police to carry out death squad operations. She took my exact transcript and put that. That's one issue with these transcript articles we have to work on is that they need to... She's transcribing literally what I'm writing, and then I just need to work on getting it. When I say something that isn't proper English, or I'm talking so quick recording this, we need to update that. Kurt, the regular editor, is out sick today. It says, this is how they create an army of killer feds, contractors, and police prepared. It's prepared to carry out sniper death squad operations. Prepared to carry out sniper death squad operations. And then it continues here with the article. The document above was obtained through a Freedom of Information Act request filed by the Partnership for Civil Justice Fund. You can click to read the document. In June, InfoWars.com cited a report by WhoWhatWhy.com revealing that the FBI was aware of an organized, possibly local police department or private security company that had plans to assassinate peaceful protesters during the Occupy movement. The classified document revealed the FBI was planning, quote, an identified, deleted, as of October, plan to engage in sniper attacks against protesters in Houston, Texas, if deemed necessary, and identified, deleted, had received intelligence that indicated the protesters in New York and Seattle planned similar protests in Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, and Austin, Texas, deleted, planned to gather intelligence against the leaders of the protest group and obtain photographs, then formulate a plan to kill the leadership via suppressed sniper rifles. According to journalist David Linderorf, the FBI planned to assassinate the leaders of the now morbid Occupy movement via suppressed sniper rifles, a follow-up report by Kurt Nimmo confirmed via the document. The following is a transcript of Alex Jones' spoken analysis. And it goes on. It is essential to understand that information is being declassified on purpose to create a chilling effect against constitutionally protected activities like demonstrations and protest. But it's also there to mainline the idea that assassination death squads are operating within America. When you have the president signing the NDAA publicly saying we can kill, disappear Americans, we can torture, we can do whatever we want, that can then be given to special forces, contractors, and others as the rubber stamp authorization, but still it's fraudulent, who have already been carrying out these types of seek and destroy operations in foreign countries. So they're very, very good at it. So, again, they believe this is legal and lawful. In essence, this is a public rollout or testing of the waters, a trial balloon for death squads to operate openly in America. All of this in the name of terrorism when the government itself has become the ultimate terrorist. This is a psychological warfare operation against the police, military, and the general public. It is the mainlining and the normalization of the most barbarous, over-the-top illegal activities the government can engage in. Historically, the open, premeditated plan to murder peaceful demonstrators on a scale that dwarfs the Kent State massacre at those protests. This is a test to contractors, police, and military, and feds to see if they will follow standby orders to kill you. This is how they are creating an army of killers. The police need to know this is a psyop aimed at them to see if they will carry out over-the-top evil. We're talking about a truly hijacked rogue government that's done this clandestinely in the third world for over 60 years and is now bringing it home.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scarring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. You need to understand this FBI document is talking about federal government contractors and local police with suppressed sniper rifles to take out the leadership, not take out hostage takers, not to kill political opposition. And I was reminded the other day when they somebody dug up a video of myself and others, several Mike Hansen archives on YouTube, protesting the Ku Klux Klan back in 1999. One of my many protests of the Klan when they would come out, basically fed run to stir up people. I would go out and protest them. I need to go out and do that some more. And in Waco, we're sitting there, and there's a parking garage across from the courthouse. And everybody goes, look, Alex, wherever you go, the police snipers are aimed at you. And so there's video where I start walking over, and they're aimed right at me, and I'm wearing a T-shirt and pants. I clearly have nothing on me. They knew who I was, no criminal record. I was building a memorial church for the Davidians that were murdered. I've even interviewed the sheriff before he died, who was sad about what happened. And so the cops knew who I was, and they were aiming the rifle at me and following me with it until I went over with a camera, and then they stopped aiming it at me, just as pure intimidation. And that's what this is all about, is the plan under InfraGuard to even authorize executives and infrastructure protection to be deputized to kill people during a purge. And that came out in several magazines about 6 years ago. You can look up the original articles on InfraGuard. So this is all really over-the-top stuff, kind of like NDAA, secretly kill Americans, secretly torture Americans, secretly disappear Americans. This is real, just like America, the good guys, tortures. The good guys spy on you. The good guys forcibly inoculate you. The good guys kill Pat Tillman and then say he died fighting Al-Qaeda and get caught and nobody gets in trouble. Because it's not the good guys. And because we've been so naive, we've allowed evil to grow and grow and grow. This is not our government. These are criminal elements that have hijacked the nation. And I know I keep going over that, but here are these articles. U.S. Army buying millions of rounds of Russian ammo and popular civilian firearms that the U.S. Army has never used and is not part of their arsenal. And we've got another article coming out very soon about the National Weather Service again buying more ammo. I mean, every day there's millions of rounds. One day, the next day it's 100,000, the next day it's 25,000, the next day it's 500,000, the next day it's 3 million. I mean, it's just every federal agency you can imagine is out there just going completely hog wild insane. And how the media discredits this, the controlled media, is they'll go, Alex Jones says there's 1.6 billion rounds bought in the last year. Now it's like 2 billion, 400 million or something. And look, Social Security Administration just bought 200,000. They need it. It wasn't 1.6. So they cherry pick. It'd be like, Alex says there's 7 billion people in the world, but he's a liar. There's only a million in Austin, Texas. And you're like, that's not even a good lie. You like line item, one of thousands of purchases on CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, and say, I'm a liar on all these shows. So people go, oh, I've been psychologically inoculated to that guy. He's a liar. It was only 200,000, Martha, that they got, not 1.6 billion. Oh, that's that guy that lied and said they were going to have drones over America or blimps. By the way, it's been announced in RT, Reuters today. D.C. is to have blimps over it, watching everyone. They launched the blimps in 2003. And it was in local newspapers. And all I did was, look, local news, they've launched blimps. They've got them up over every major city now. And they're powered by solar panels on the top, and they have ground penetrating radar and face scanning cameras and laser microphones. And here's Alexander Haig's company that started it all in the early 1990s. Oh, crazy blimps. And then it's just, look, about 95% of what I tell you is public. I'm trying to explain this to you. I know it sounds crazy. It sounds dystopic to say, oh, they're torturing people's kids in front of them. They're putting poison in the water. Here's a Harvard study admitting it. Here's a White House science are saying it's to dumb you down. I mean, they're admitting it. This is not my opinion. Have I gone a little crazy knowing this information? Am I in, like, full verbal combat mode with these people? Has working this hard this long Have I gotten a little bit eccentric? Yeah, folks, you bet. I'm pretty freaked out right now. And I'm so awake and I'm so aware, it's like torture. It's torture to pick up all the archetypal symbolism in films, the subliminals. It's torture to pick up all the spins, the 10 layers of propaganda on MSNBC, the manipulation, the twisting, the lies. It's unbelievable. Oh, and these people are all coached by the CIA and big think tanks on how to screw people up. And now that's admitted as of last week. But it was admitted before that. They were like, oh, yeah, CNN's run by the CIA. And people are like, oh, yeah, right. It's like when I had that Esquire writer here. He had a big cover story coming out in the September issue, middle of August. He'd go, Delta Force was at the Seattle thing. And he'd look it up and go, it actually was. Or he'd go, the White House science czar said put stuff in the water to reduce fertility. Yeah, right. He's like, oh, he did. Well, Rachel Maddow says you said they sent the tornado. He went to the full video. He goes, no, actually, you didn't. You're right. And I said, the only place you may have me is I say the whole government's evil. That's not true. But the people running it basically are. And then the other people are in such denial right beside it. They'll just give them some flimsy cover story of, you know, you open your door and some guy's on top of your wife. And he's like, oh, I'm a doctor doing a gynecological exam. I mean, it's just, you know, oh, okay, thank you, doctor. And he's not even wearing a white lab coat. I mean, she's not even dressed up like a nurse. I mean, it's like, at some point, folks, you're really asking for it, is what I'm saying. For new listeners, for people who think this is all funny, this ain't funny. And I guess I'm kind of a grown-up Boy Scout who ain't a nice guy after all. No more Mr. Nice Guy, because you dance with the devil doesn't change, you change. Look into the abyss too long, you may become the abyss. I have become the abyss to a great extent. I mean, I've got my one foot in one world and one foot in the other, but I basically am these people now. I've studied it to such a point that very few globalists, they're all compartmentalized, specialized in their criminal area, and I see how they all just work like a symbiotic jellyfish or something. You know, jellyfish are really hive composite creatures made up of hundreds of thousands or millions of single cell organisms. And that's what the New World Order is. It's like a swarm of evil. And I basically have reached master New World Order psych warfare societal annihilation degree. I mean, I know them. I know as much as their top people do. I really do. And let me tell you, man, it is freaky. It is horrible. It is horrible. And I know it's horrible for those of you that are smart and have figured this out as well. I know what people say, I can't listen. I got to tune out of this. This is too intense. But that's going to destroy us, folks. We've got to admit how sick we are and how screwed up this is. And we've got to suppress our instinct to just go nihilistically, eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow we die. Oh, God. I'm watching the cancer of tyranny, of authoritarianism grow, spread its horrible wings over society so it can suck our blood and relative comfort. And I just watch the whole economy converted over to fraud economy. Crony economy. Now, civilization is built by a code of honor, a code of ethics, a social contract, and people working together under good common sense rules. But what happens when the social engineers are insane and try to overturn the common law and the common sense and invert things? Well, then it becomes the duty to resist and to not comply and to subvert the subversion, to rebel against the rebellion, to restore the republic. Because I've seen nothing better, though it was never implemented in full, partially implemented, it created maximum levels of liberty this world has ever seen. Ingenuity, strength, honor flowed from it. Security flowed from it. So evil all came here to take it over, because with the goodness came great strength, and then we follow the same cycle of falling. And now the criminals have gotten in control. They're screwing everything up. They've even created a cosmology and compartmentalized, knowing they're going to collapse things, that that's good for the Earth, Agenda 21, while they do things that are actually horrible for the Earth, because their real desire is just to hurt things because they're psychopathic. Time to talk to the devil is what's going on here. They've been talking to the devil for a long time, and they like it. It's all they know. It just sends a thrill up their leg. To have the devil's arm around them. And we sit here 100% watching Homeland Security with all the agencies in the Pentagon trying to buy up every form of civilian ammo. They're buying every little 380, you name it. I mean, they're buying just everything. Weird shotgun, 20 gauge. They are just absolutely trying to drive up the price out of the general public's hands, because they plan a massive civil war in this country where they stage IED attacks everywhere and then say the veterans are doing it, and then the veterans are suspect and only Homeland can save us. And that's the real scripting in all the Homeland Security documents, and that right there should indict them all. I mean, you know it's a foreign corporate occupation force really trying to establish the idea of a purge against the American resistance. I mean, this is real. This is really happening. I'm really on air opposing these people. You're really opposing them. This is really happening. And Homeland Security started 12 years ago, 11 years ago or so, saying, I saw it on C-SPAN, you're going to have Homeland Security authorization to have a job anywhere with a national ID card. And now they're going into movie theaters, malls, saying your security has to be certified by us, or we're going to put our own DHS in them. And now they're in the shopping malls, and now they're on the streets where I live, and you drive and you see Army. One day I saw Army twice on the streets directing traffic and running checkpoints. And again, all just to acclimate, and military drills, and just, you can just see a program that is being brought in. And again, TSA searching people at a San Antonio mall. There it is, TSA K-9 in San Antonio, near the stroller rental area with a dog. I mean, it's just, it's all happening, and it's just there to get us like animals, domesticated, accustomed to it. And they plan a giant purge, and people are like, well, I'll just go along with it. Well, you're who they want to go after. I mean, if you're a lion, do you go after a gazelle that has his leg broken and isn't running? Or that's got a fever and has fallen down? Or do you go after one that runs? No, you go after the sickly one. And you people think you're going to grovel to it and learn to lick its boots to the obese TSA person that comes over in the mall to grab your genitals and to prisoner train you, prisoner acclimate you. I mean, they're just going to take you down. They're going to take your bank accounts. They're going to make you do compulsory national service. And it's just so horrible to see America go into scientific evil. And I'm really sorry I have to tell you all this. I mean, it's all just happening. I don't know what to say. And Boston bombing was a beta test. If I get killed for anything, it'll be for exposing that. They are hopping mad at us for that. We blew them wide open. That was a savage blow to the globalist. And they're totally freaking out that alternative press is going to go to their other events as soon as they blow stuff up. So they know we're watching them. They're freaked out right now. And I'm freaked out. And the whole thing's horrible, and it's horrible, 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 horrible. It's a horrible nightmare. It's all a horrible nightmare. And I mean, only repenting is going to fix it. Only admitting how screwed up we are is going to fix this. You know, I saw an article on Infowars.com by Michael Schneier, The American Dream, that had, I don't know, 15 examples. How many is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13, 14, 15, 16, 16. I can just approximate, but 16 links to mainstream news where at college they make you draw the name Jesus on a piece of paper and then stomp on it screaming, Jesus is bad. And if you don't do that, you're expelled. If you, in your poem, mention Jesus, you get in trouble. That's total free speech. That's not separation of church and state. Separation of church and state means the government can't tell you what to do with your religion. You're free to talk about it whenever you want. And I read that this morning, and I went and looked at it, and I remember most of these stories. But, I mean, this is just the last few months. I mean, this is crazy, naked Soviet-style authoritarianism. I mean, this is just 200-proof evil. I mean, this is just... It's everywhere, and it's worse and worse. And it's so obvious, it's so certified, it's so illegal, it's so horrible, it's so bad, it's so horrible. And it's just going to get worse and worse, and they're going to blow stuff up and come arrest everybody. There's going to be a big shooting war. It's going to wipe out the police and military. It's going to radicalize who's left. They're going to bring in foreign troops. It's all official. America's going to implode. And then after the Civil War, the globalists will buy everything up for 1 cent on the dollar, re-engineer everything. They're going to do a Soviet-style Mao purge on everybody. And it's just at the end of it, I want David Rockefeller and the Rothschilds and the New World Order to be brought to justice. You got to beat them, and they've got to be not allowed to run to Argentina, folks. We are going to beat you.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
You are now considered a terrorist. It doesn't matter if you have served your country dutifully. The federal government, the IRS, and the NSA are targeting Americans just like you. Because of your beliefs and because of big government's corrupt policies, you are a threat and fall into the same category as a terrorist. Now they are monitoring everything you do online. You are at risk unless you know how to disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to protect yourself. That's privacyradio.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
There must be some kind of way out of here,
said the Joker.
Said the Joker to the thief.
There's too much confusion.
There's too much confusion.
I can't get no relief.
I can't get no relief.
That's the part right here.
Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth.
Think that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that. And this is not our fate. So let's stop playing games, ladies and gentlemen. Let's admit we're in the crisis of our lifetimes, the crisis of human history.
No reason to get excited.
You understand that? This is the greatest threat humanity's ever faced. This is our great test. But you and I, we've been through that.
But you and I, we've been through that.
This is not our fate.
This is not our fate.
So let us stop talking falsely now.
Falsely now.
The hour's getting late.
I was getting late.
You know, folks, if you feel powerless with the evil that's going on, if you feel like you can't change the world, that's a lie. Living as a good person, standing up for what's right, and discovering what's right, and then taking action in your sphere of influence will change the world. But you have to make that decision. Are you going to serve the devil and the world? Are you going to make the choice to serve life and justice? You have to make that decision. There's no way to win with the devil, the cosmic con artist. And I think a lot of you that have gotten in deep with evil, you know that now. So stop talking falsely. The hour's getting late. Stop lying to yourself. Stop saying you haven't done anything wrong. Stop saying you haven't laid there and not taken action. We are all along the watchtower, ladies and gentlemen. I said I'd get to all the news, and already an hour has almost transpired. I mean, just look at these headlines. U.S. Army buying millions of rounds of Russian ammo that they don't use to drive the market on record. Boom. This is off the charts. And the inexpensive, well-functioning firearms that so many people that can't afford expensive AR-15s are getting. So instead of an SKS being $60 back when I bought one 20 years ago, they're now $500. Department of Defense, your money to make sure you can't get guns. Obama DHS plan to kill peaceful protesters in sniper attacks. Oh, yeah. Homeland Security is now regulating live entertainment. Paul Watson up on Infowars.com. Indiana DHS demands restaurant owner get permit to play live music. There is no more local government if they have their way. Democratic leaders, all Americans may be in communication with terrorists. And they say that if you're in communication, even not knowingly, you can be secretly killed or disappeared. Lawmakers endorse NSA spy with bizarre justification, saying everyone is a potential terrorist, but them that actually work with Al-Qaeda publicly and are giving Al-Qaeda weapons right now, publicly. That's just some of the news. UK web censorship filter controlled by communist Chinese front group. You cannot make that up. Well, of course, they're the experts at it. That's up on Infowars.com. Pentagon to deploy huge blimps over Washington for D.C. for 360-degree surveillance. They're not about to deploy them. They're just deploying another fleet. It's kind of like the ocean's going to start becoming wet. Told you about that. Told you about that many years ago.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, rates. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.